you're a huge Tragically Hip fan?
Well, certainly not the hugest, as I've learned.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that. Like, what's your thoughts on the on what Rob wrote? Is it just Rob that reacted to the book, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he saw a couple of paragraphs and found in there, and you know, the band had a chance to fact check the book. I sent them a document to review, and they management wrote back saying they refused. So that's that. You know, I mean, you get 10 people in a room, and you get 10 different versions of a story. That's how history works. So I think the book is a composite portrait, and yeah, I'm sure there are a couple dates wrong.
So I take it you have some sort of inside track or some sort of information?
Which information are you talking about?
The entire book, basically.
Oh, the entire book. Well, from two things. From the public record,
yeah.
From going to the library, which a lot of people don't bother to do anymore.
Which is a shame, yeah.
And going through everything ever written about the band, the statements they've made publicly, as well as interviewing dozens of people in the last 2 years. So new interviews, new research that I did with dozens of people who worked with the band, who opened for the band, who are friends of... that's what the book is based on. And, I mean, the band knew I was writing it all along. You know, I was in contact with management just to make sure I wasn't, you know, misrepresenting the project or, whatever. And so they were cognizant of it the entire time. So there should not be any surprises.
And how long have you been working on the book?
Well, technically really just a year. I started it in April 2017, researched for 3 months, wrote for 4 months, and then spent a couple months making it better. You know, I did a lot of work in the summer of 2016 when I was working at McLean's. And so there were about 10 interviews or so I did around that time, and I wrote a couple of big pieces for them. So there are elements of the book that are drawn from those McLean's pieces, but it's, you know, it's largely new research and new information. But also, how many years? 17 years ago now, I co-wrote a book called Have Not Been the Same, and that was about Canadian music from 85 to 95, so it was about the Hip. It was also about Blue Rodeo and the Rheostatics and Sloan and, you know, that whole generation of musicians, Pursuit of Happiness, Sky Diggers, what have you, and Junior Gone Wild. So there's a chapter on the Hip in there, and I interviewed both Downey and Sinclair at that point. And Gord Downey wrote the foreword to that book. So, you know, I've been writing about the Hip my entire adult life, but I've only spent the last year writing this book.
That's what I was going to say. Did the band say anything about the previous book that you wrote? Or,
not that I'm aware of. That was Twitter, pre-social media. I didn't hear anything from them personally. I did positive or negative. I interviewed Downey a couple times in the years after that, and we didn't talk about the book specifically. We talked about other things. I know fans have told me that they would bring that book to get Gord to sign it, like to sign the page where he wrote the foreword. You know, I didn't hear any. He didn't say get that thing away from me or anything. So.
And October 17th, when Gord died, that must have put another aspect to the book for you, hey? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was interesting. I mean, it's when writing it, I had no idea how long he would be alive, right? I mean, it's a terminal disease. There's no way out of it. There are extremely rare cases. There's some guy in Vancouver who's had it for 18 years, which... most like 95% of people don't live past 2 years with it, right? But that said, his doctor had made public statements about the fact that he was responding to treatment better than most people because of genetic things that were predisposed to help with that. But you know, who knows? I had no idea how long he would live, and obviously it was devastating news. The thing was, I had spent the entire summer interviewing so many people who worked with him closely. And I mean, it was just a very emotional time writing the book because I'd have all these conversations with people and inevitably someone would get choked up at some point. Usually both of us, you know? So I spent the entire summer like that. And, when the news finally came, it was just, I didn't feel sadness because I had spent so much time processing it. But it was just, yeah, it was terrible for everybody involved, and it's a weird time to be chronicling that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I think I didn't actually cry until the next day when I heard Torkel Campbell of the band Stars call into a CBC program and just said the most beautiful things, and you know, and then also like just watching other people's reaction. I think the whole country really responded and in unexpected ways, you know.
Yeah. Now, do you think Rob Baker is thinking that you're capitalizing on that in order to sell books, or what do you think is his deal?
Ask Rob Baker.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I will say that this is a band who's always tightly controlled their narrative. They never liked talking to the media in general. They're very private people. They're very humble, small town Canadians who are disdainful of celebrities. So, I mean, very little. If you look at the documentation about them, there hasn't been a lot, which is part of the reason I wanted to write the book. You know, as a fan, I didn't feel like the story was told, and as a Canadian, I felt the story had to be told. Like, the summer of 2016 was so emotional, and a lot of people, fans were very involved in the story, but I mean, a lot of people also came out of the woodwork to listen to this band that they probably hadn't listened to in a long time. And then there were a whole other set of people who wondered what the heck was going on, right? Who never paid attention to the Tragically Hip and were now suddenly interested in kind of the Terry Fox narrative of the story. And I think all those people wanted some context and like, where does this band fit in rock and roll history? Where does this band fit into Canadian culture? Why do we care about this band in the first place? You know, when Downey decided to reset the national conversation about residential schools, why did we all listen to him? Why did we place so much stock in what he said? And the reason is because he has this rich body of work that touched so many people so deeply throughout his career, he displayed such altruism and philanthropy and just was always the utmost gentleman. So we do place stock in what he says, and we're willing to follow him down these paths he takes us.
It's not a scandalous book, right?
No, because frankly, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like there is very little muck to rake here. And, you know, off the record, I heard some stories that I chose not to publish, and those stories are not even the least bit salacious. They're human. This band is human, and they had ups and downs like the rest of us. I mean, maybe they want us to believe that they always got along and were the best of friends for 30 years. But, I mean, anyone who's ever been married will tell you that that's not possible. There are ups and downs, and these are five people. Like, of course they had a complicated relationship with each other, but they stuck together, and they loved each other deeply. And, you know, I found one article where some journalist from Calgary asked Downey straight up, what's keeping you with this band? Why don't you just go solo? And he just said, because I love them. Yeah. You know, and that's like maximum respect for that. And here's the other thing. In rock and roll history, that is so rare for a million-selling band to stay together for more than 30 years. Outside of U2, practically unheard of. Okay, so there's not a lot of scandal here, per se. No, there is none, really. And it's a respectful book, and I think any fan who reads it will see that.
Do you think the Hip will come up with their own version of their own story, or are you saying that they just live such a private life that they'll...
I'm not crossing my fingers. Yeah. I will certainly read it when it happens, but I don't anticipate it'll happen anytime soon. I mean... here's the other thing. It's, you know, an incredibly emotional time still, I'm sure. So I'm sure they're not in a hurry to do it. I'm very curious to see what they choose to release. As every fan knows, there's lots of stuff in the vaults, and I think we'll be hearing a lot more music from the Tragically Hip for sure. And I'm really excited to hear it.
So you're saying that this book is 99% true?
Yeah, I'm compiling a little list. Like, people have pointed out some errors about release dates or you know, a couple other things that I noticed are wrong. But I mean, here's the other thing. Like I said, you get 10 different people in a room, you get 10 different stories, right? And yeah. and some people told me some stories that I thought were fascinating, and then I went to fact-check them and realized, oh, actually, that's not possible considering the timeline. Or, you know, one of their old managers told me a bunch of stories that I'm like, that actually doesn't line up. There's no way that could have happened here or then. You know what I mean? So I did fact-check as much of the book as possible, and yeah, I think you'll find it a thoroughly satisfying read.
See, that, and that's why I'm saying that everybody should write their own book. I'm saying, Rob Baker, you should have wrote your own book, and, you know, you wouldn't have to go through this, right?
Yeah, I mean, part of the reason they didn't ever want a book before, why there was none in the last 30 years, is also because, you know, no band ever wants to put out a greatest hits record, right? Because yeah. that means it's kind of an acknowledgement that your career is partially over, right? Yeah. So, and this is a band who always lived in the never-ending present, if you will. They were always working on new music, thinking about the next tour, always looking forward. And there's also a part of them that I think that is very much, you know, small-town Canadian humility. Like, you know, we're not, our story's not that interesting. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's that element of it as well. But as any fan will tell you, their story is interesting, and they are very interesting people, and they left this great body of work that I think should really be discussed and critically evaluated and celebrated and analyzed, and that's what I wanted to do.